CliffCentral.com.
They've been changing lives for the last 3 years. They impart knowledge, they empower, they employ African talent, and they've proven that Africa has immense potential. Canology's aim is to transform the continent by collaborating finance and technology, fintech, to overcome Africa's social and economic challenges. Now, you know, Mubs, what we love more than anything else is seeing bright, brilliant, innovative young people. Those are the people we're interested in talking to. And these two gentlemen in the studio now, Afrika Nkosi and Musa Nyamande, are two such people. I'm very happy to have them here today, and we're going to introduce you to them because they're going to be starting a podcast with us soon,
which you want to listen to.
Yes. So, good morning, gents. How are you? Let's switch on your mic. Here. All right, very, very nice. Afrika, tell me about yourself.
Geez, man. So, we're two boys.
Yeah.
Grew up in Joburg, went to Kiz. So, yeah, there's a...
Ah, so you're a Kiz boy.
Yeah.
Ah, all right. Yeah.
What is that?
I didn't see that one coming through.
What is that?
It's a bit of prejudice for me, you know? It's supposing that everyone who goes to Kiz comes out talking like this.
Yeah.
Okay.
It is, you did true. It at the beginning.
They do have classes, though, where everyone... Because black and white people sound the same after they've been at Kiz.
To an extent.
To an extent. I'm kidding. I kid you. So, all right, dude. You come from Soweto. What the hell got you interested in fintech?
Jeez, man. So I was fortunate enough to get exposed to technology, particularly in the varsity space. So I met Musa as well as a mate of mine, Dapo, and we came across Michael Roberts, the founder of Chronology.
Mm-hmm.
And we're in a space where we were pretty much thrusting to actually do well in the commerce space.
Mm-hmm.
But in this current market, you know, commerce as well as technology do go hand in hand.
Yeah.
And that's where the whole exposure of financial technology came through. For a long time, it was almost like a taboo when you talk about fintech. You know, it's the special thing that has been done.
And people always think it's only for rich people or only people
correct.
Who can afford, you know, 200 megs of gigs of data a month, that kind of thing. And it's not true. This is actually something that should be available to the poorest of the poor and the richest of the rich.
Yeah, it actually is. I mean, you look at the likes of Capitec, FNB, and so forth. I mean, that is financial technology. We're starting to serve people right down on the ground, not necessarily us up here, the elite ones.
Right.
So that's what it's done.
The days of having money under the mattress are over.
We have to kill that.
We have to get out of there. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Otherwise, it's just going to be stolen. You've got nothing to show for it. Are you guys into Bitcoin?
We are.
Uh-huh. Tell me about that, Musa.
We're actually exploring Bitcoin quite a lot. There's some Bitcoin's actually on the rise. So there were some workshops a few weeks ago, and we sent some of our consultants onto the training so they can learn more about Bitcoin.
Have you got some Bitcoin?
Not yet.
Not yet. But all right. When you get some, I'll get some.
Gareth says, Gareth has a bit of a Bitcoin.
I have the smallest amount of Bitcoin that Vinny Lingham actually gave me.
How excited he is about this.
Yeah, he came in and he gave me a a tiny little Bitcoin. Where is this? I've got to show you this thing. It's hysterical. It's on something called Copay. And he gave me, I think it's like R5 in Bitcoin. So it's hardly anything. It's 50,000 bits. So it's not a lot. It's what I got. This is gonna pay my way through old age one day.
Yeah.
I'm telling you now, I'm gonna keep that on.
It'll grow in value.
So Musa, what about you? Where are you from?
Also a Joburg boy. Born in Soweto, grew up
In Soweto? Because there's Soweto and there's Soweto. Come on.
Dobsonville. Then lived in Protea as well.
That's good. You got good credentials. I'm happy with that. Dobsonville's real.
Okay. Yeah, it's a real hood. It's a real hood.
You know, some people say they're in Soweto, but they're in Roodepoort.
Roodepoort.
You know what I mean.
And it doesn't count.
Right. Orange Farm. That doesn't count. All right, so what got you into this?
I was always interested in technology. In high school, I dabbled in it, did some IT, did some programming. After high school, I went and studied IT and finance. And our paths crossed and our stars aligned, as phony as that sounds.
No, it's true. This is the stuff that makes great partnerships.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And during varsity, we met up and we had a lot of common interests. And we started a company as students to do technology, to do advisory, and it grew and morphed into something else. And ultimately, we did meet Michael Roberts while we were running the student business, and that grew into Chronology, the company that it is today.
What does the name mean?
So, man, So I'll just tell you what the ethos is. For a long time, we believe that we pretty much the key to empowering Africa, particularly the young guys in the fintech space. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the common word was being the key to accelerate Africa, being the key to actually grow Africa. But, you know, key is not really a sexy word, no. At least in our context.
Right.
So we tried to find it in different languages. Zulu sounded shocking, which is Kia. Xhosa even was worse.
Kia.
So
I love that.
So you should have gone with Sotho, which is Senotlon.
Senotlon.
Very. Then no one would have been able to say it.
Doesn't roll always. Off the tongue.
No. You're right.
All right. So what did you go with?
So we looked for we tried Venda. One of our consultants, Jappy, said that, you know, in the old Venda definition, key is Kono.
Okay.
Was like, well, that sounds cool.
All right.
Play around with Kono-ology, you know, technology kind of stuff. 348 got smacked with the wave. I was like, oh, snap, Konology. That sounds cool.
So it's K-H-O-N-O, logic.
Yes.
Correct.
Key
correct.
Technology.
Yeah. Very nice.
Yeah.
All right, so what's the plan with you guys? What kind of stuff are you going to talk to people about? What kind of things are you going to do on the podcast?
Yeah, so hashtag change the narrative is pretty much going to be focused on, let's just change the narrative and how we perceive Africa as well as South Africa. I mean, we have a whole lot of issues, but we need to start actually just changing the mindset to how we actually approach these things. You know, yeah, sure, we've got issues in terms of the economy. We've got issues in terms of, you know, some sort of expectations. But what are we doing ourselves? What are you doing to actually make things happen for you? You know, how about you just change the narrative to stop expecting stuff, but rather actually punting and making things for yourself? I mean, I look at the likes of Cliff Central is actually a good example, you know, doing something completely not orthodox, you know, away from the whole mainstream frequency stuff to actually do it on stream. And Touch Central is now bandwagoned on that. So that's the type of talks that we want to have. What are you doing differently? What are you changing to benefit you as well as your community?
Sounds like it's going to be very interesting.
Controversial, too.
All right. Well, you guys are the kind of people that I would bank on in the future. I mean, you're exactly the kind of people that everybody's looking to talk to in the world economy at the moment.
Thanks,
so, hey, all the best to you. I'm very proud that you're on here with us.
Thanks a lot, Gareth, for giving us
the awesome. Well, there we go. We've met the guys from Konology, and now we know where the name comes from. We know a little bit about them. And you can listen to the podcast. It'll be on weekly on cliffcentral.com, and you'll be able to hear everything.
100%.
Thank you, gents.
Thanks
very
much.
Very nice to meet you.
Take care.
Cliffcentral.com.